Hello, sports fans. Welcome to our show. It's the Phil Henry Show for today, Monday, the 2nd of May, 2022. We go back a year to 2021. It's interesting, if you watch the video cast of this show from 2021, I'm wearing the exact same shirt that I'm wearing tonight, which is kind of a Lands' End sunblock shirt with a hood. I look exactly the same. I was grousing there for a while that I looked far more sickly, having lost a lot of weight. But I think in this instance, I look the same as I do last year when I was bitching about looking sickly because I lost weight, because I've lost weight. So, what? On the show tonight, we have Jeff Dowder from 1 year ago. Remember when he was doing that coconut water thing? He was selling coconut water, and he guest hosts. The Derby is discussed. That is the Kentucky Derby. Kind of, and David G. Hall is fired. You're kidding. Well, let's find out. I don't know what kind of thing we were warping out on 1 year ago. This is from May the 10th, actually. This is not May the 3rd or May the 4th. This is May the 10th of 2021. The world-famous Phil Henry Show got Jeff Dowder guest hosting on this one here.
What is this, man?
It's the bumper music, Jeff.
Okay. I was hoping to open up the show with a little bit better showing than I know a lot of my comrades and comrades-in-arms do on the Phil Henry Show. And they a lot of times need General Shaw and Margaret and Mrs. Margaret Gray. And
you can call me Margaret.
Oh, thank you. They need him to help her.
They need us to help them.
They need you, and I was hoping that I would not need as much help, but I guess I do, because I've never hosted. I don't think I've hosted one for...
I think it's a number of years ago, Jeff. I think you actually did host a segment of the old Phil Henry radio show.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, and well, I guess that was back when I was living in Mint Canyon, and Toby, Bill, and I...
You guys were sharing a house and everything.
Yeah, we shared a house, me, Toby, Bo, his, at one point, his sister, Katarina, and then my girlfriend, Ellipsis.
What's her name?
Ellipsis, who I've been with her since.
Forever.
Forever, yeah. And but Toby was there. I guess he was there.
Yeah, you shared a house with him.
Yeah, he'd be there. I mean.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I mean, I'm just trying to. That's back when we had a house in Mint Canyon, which is up near Santa Clarita. Anyway, so...
Well, let's talk about what you wanted to talk about today, Jeff. That's the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby. First of all, I've gone to a lot of horse races in my life because I grew up in Temple City, California, which is down from Santa Anita Racetrack. I know Mr. Henry comes from Arcadia.
Yeah, Phil grew up behind Santa Anita Racetrack.
What do you mean he grew up behind it?
Did the house that he was in...
Oh, yeah. So he was like right next to it. We were down about a mile or two down from it. And it was always a lot of fun and we enjoyed it very much. The Kentucky Derby has always been a race that I've enjoyed and I haven't gone to see it, but I know that Ray Bell, who is a friend of Mr. Henry's and has been a horse trainer, he had the second place horse in the 1980 Derby?
That's right. Rumbo came in second. That was trained by Tom Bell Jr. Or Tom Bell III. I forget which one.
Well, Ray is Phil's friend.
Yeah.
I think he's Thomas Bell III. That's why they call him Ray.
Yeah, they call him Ray on account of that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so anyway, I wasn't old enough to see Rumbo, but I hear it's kind of a legendary horse among Mr. Henry's friends because, you know.
Well, the big stretch call and all that.
Yeah. By the way, Mr. Henry's not here today. He's on assignment.
Let's knock that horse crap. He's taking the day off because he's got a busy week.
Okay, he's taking the day off because he's got a busy week. I thought I'd say he's on assignment because I heard somebody else say that.
Let's not. All right. Let's not say we did.
No one really knows what that means.
Well, I was going to ask you, when you say a guy's on assignment, what does it mean?
It means he's on assignment.
You don't even know, do you, Dickman?
Yes, I do. It means he's being, he's reporting on a...
You don't know what it means, bud, so let's not go there.
Okay, well, then why did I say it?
Because someone encouraged you to say it.
Why are you pointing at Bud?
He doesn't want anybody to know he's pointing at me. That's why he's going, yee.
I'm not going, yee, I'm pointing at you.
Oh, so Bud's the one. Yeah, you're right. Bud did.
Okay.
Anyway, Mr. Henry's not here right now. He's got a busy week. But anyway, getting back to the Kentucky Derby. So what happened in the Kentucky Derby this past weekend is that, by the way, isn't there, when you
don't freelance.
Okay. So
what did you want to see? Of course he can say something if he wants to, General.
All right. Just don't want you to go too far afield of the topic.
I was just going to say, when you say Kentucky Derby, do you ever feel like having some chicken?
Because of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Not really, no. No, I don't. I don't even think of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, I was thinking that who's been bigger for the state of Kentucky? Kentucky Fried Chicken or Kentucky Derby? You know?
You mean the Kentucky Derby?
Well, what difference does it make, man? I'm trying to... Who has been bigger?
All right, so are we getting off the Derby and getting on?
I'm just saying, as a side note to the Kentucky the Kentucky Fried...
Let's not do this. Now, you clowns do this all the time.
Kentucky Fried Derby. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And the Kentucky Fried Derby. I did it on purpose.
Would you knock that off before someone sends your head into orbit?
And that someone would be?
Me.
Well, first tip off is she had her right hand cocked, ready to go.
What do you mean cocked?
Okay, that does it.
Wait a minute, wait. Now, hold on. Phil is out there right now. For all we know, he's listening to this garbage. You know what I'm saying, Jeff? So you...
I'm trying to pull it back on track. So all I was saying was...
You're talking about the Kentucky Derby. Let's stick with that and not the Kentucky Chicken Derby.
See?
All right, I'm sorry. I thought it was a valid question, okay?
All right, right. But let's stick with the Derby.
Okay, I just thought it was valid. So the Kentucky Derby, there was a controversy. The winning horse, Medina's...
You don't know the name of the horse?
I bet the second place horse, which is the point that I'm going to be making here in a second...
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I did, man. Yes, I did.
But don't do that, man. It really tightens my jaws.
So the Kentucky Derby winning horse was Medina's Spirit and had Jorge Velasquez on board. I think that's the name of the jockey. But anyway, it failed the post. It failed. See, there's the news story right there.
The horse
see?
That won this year's Kentucky see? Derby failed a post-race drug test.
Get that wrong. It's the Kentucky Fried Derby.
It's not the Kentucky Fried Derby. Someone's going to die within minutes.
God, come on. That's what he was saying.
The Kentucky Derby. Here's the lady right here. Listen to the lady now.
Has been suspended from Churchill Downs. That yeah. reveals that he was told the horse, Medina Spirit, tested positive for the steroid betamethasone.
So Bob Baffler has been...
Know why the horse would have tested positive, calling it a complete injustice. This is Baffert's fifth horse to fail a drug test, actually in the past year alone. Churchill Downs saying...
Yeah, man. I mean, so my whole point is this. The horse trainer, Bob Baffler, you know...
What is his name?
Bob Baffner.
Yeah.
What about him?
Well, okay, so he says that he doesn't know anything about it. He thinks it's injustice. And meanwhile, Medina Spirit has been knocked down. It's not won the race. Now, that's not yet official, but it could become official in any moment at any time, okay? And I bet on the second place horse, man. I put down $20 to win on the second place horse. That horse, in my opinion... And I could be wrong, you know.
Well, I don't know the rules. You're saying that horse should be named the winner.
Oh, without question, man. Without question.
Well, it will be.
It will be.
Yeah, the rules are if Medina Spirit is disqualified because the drug test is not final.
Oh, all right. So they're finalizing the drug test. And then what?
Then that if the drug test comes out, bad or whatever.
Yeah, if it's a bad drug. I mean, not that you're supposed to have drugs. It's not supposed to have that drug.
No, in other words, the horse will be disqualified.
Okay.
And the second place horse, as Jeff is pointing out, will be the winner.
Well, what horse is that?
Malou.
What?
What's the name of the horse?
It's Malou.
Okay, Malou. So?
So that horse, Malou, is going to get up, man. It's going to be told to get on up, baby. You know, move on up. Yeah, to the east side.
Oh, you think you got a big winner, huh?
I put like 20, I think I put 30 bucks down, 30 or 20 bucks down on it.
Well, I mean, what do you know what it paid?
I don't know yet. I mean, I haven't looked.
Well, check that out, bud.
Yeah, the horse is what they pay. I don't know.
No, it's probably, it's not that, but the point that I'm trying to make is that if Medina's spirit gets bumped down and Manoon or Maloon wins.
Well, what is the name of this horse?
It's Maloon, I told you.
Yeah, Maloon. I mean,
you have you checked it out, bud?
I mean,
so that horse would be the winner. And if that horse is named the winner of the Kentucky Derby, guess what? Jeff Dowder, yeah, moving on up to the east side.
Well, when are they going to find this out? When is it official?
I think probably in another 24 to 72 hours, you know.
Why does this all sound like horse dung to me?
Well, you don't, General. I mean, they got to check it out.
My understanding, General, is it does take a little time to validate these so-called test results. Right now, the trainer, I don't know his name.
Bob Bavnan.
Yeah.
All right, now that guy has been suspended. Yeah, Bob Bavnan.
But what's the guy's name?
We're not going to do this fake name thing around here.
No, I know. It's Bob Bavnan.
What's this guy's name?
Bob Bavnan.
All right. So Bob Bavnan is the trainer of Manini Spirit.
Yeah, Manini Spirit.
The what?
I thought it was Medina something.
No, sir. It's Manini Spirit.
Are you a horse racing fan?
No, I am not. But I think that's about right.
All right. Yeah. So that horse was tested positive for all kinds of dope. Every kind of anti-inflammatory, you know.
Well, that's been a problem.
Yeah, a lot of, and these veterinarians will treat these horses, even if they're injured, as Mr. Henry was talking about it.
This was a big thing that Phil talked about a couple of years ago, remember?
Well, yes, I remember. God almighty, do I remember? I was going to go to Santa Anita and be in that luxury box, and Henry called the whole thing off.
Well, I mean, I remember that Mr. Henry said, yeah, you could go, but he wanted no part of it. Is what he said.
Well, whatever. So,
yeah. So, Bud, you were talking about it.
Yeah. So the horses are raced, and they're on drugs.
All right. So what does that do?
Well, they're out there on the track. They're just, yeah, what it is, you know.
No, they're not. For God's sake, these are drugs.
I mean,
quit making a joke of it, Bud.
I don't know what they say to the drug, that the horse is on the drug.
A horse doesn't go out onto the track and go, what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit of an homage there, by the way, to the late, great Lenny Bruce.
What are you talking about?
That's what he said, the first kid that ever sniffed
airplane glue?
Yeah, airplane glue. The kid goes, yeah, say now. What a nutty place. So,
all I'm saying is that the horse is out there. It's not to pee on a drug, and it is, and it is.
Thank you very much for clearing that up.
In other words, what Bud stupidly is saying, because he has no ability to really communicate properly in the English language, if the horse
is out there on a drug that is mitigating, there's a word for you, huh? Mitigating?
Yeah.
The pain it's feeling, just so it can run, that's cruel to the animal, and the animal runs the risk of some fatal kind of injury. And that is possibly... what's going down here, that the horse is on a drug that is mitigating an injury that it has, or it's a performance-enhancing drug for the horse.
All right, so Jeff Downer here reporting on the Phil Henry Show, Jeff filling in, that the trainer, Bob Bavnerman, right?
Yeah, Bob Bavnerman, and the horse is Michimi.
Yeah, Michimi Spirit.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either, but you get the story up. So it's Michimi Spirit. The trainer, though, this Bavnerman, he's a guy,
yeah, he gave the horse that's what they're saying. And you can't stand there and you can't go, yeah, wow, this is really uncool. I don't know what happened. He's the trainer. He's the dude that has the license. He's the guy who runs the stable, man. I mean, he's the dude that runs the race operation for the owner. And a trainer has the horse under his control. He trains the animal. He's got the hot walkers, you know, and
getting into cold walkers or anything in between too, you know. Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, Bud, please, okay? What it is.
Anyway, Bavnerman, that means that the second place horse, Moonloo, is the winner.
All right, so Michimi Spirit.
Michimi Spirit, yeah. Or sometimes they just call it Michimi.
Yeah.
All right, so Michimi Spirit didn't win because of this drug, this performance-enhancing drug that Bud seems to think is like Well, what is it?
Well, I mean, like Bud was saying, it's probably some sort of a performance enhancement drug that, yeah, gets the horse high, but the horse isn't going, hey, now what it is.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to...
So you're telling me they gave this animal something that got it stoned?
In a manner of speaking, yeah.
And then they send this poor animal out onto the track by, and the guy that's responsible is the trainer.
Yeah, the trainer's responsible, man. He's got to report to the owner. He's the guy who talks and coordinates with the jockey. He's the dude that talks and coordinates with the stable staff, you know, because they have a full staff at the stable. You know what I'm saying? About the stable staff?
No, I don't have any idea.
All right. And then, and so this guy, the trainer, Bob Baverman. Yeah, Bob Baverman. He then gives the okay and says, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it to it. And on race day, the jockey is waiting at the stable. Okay. He's in his street clothes because he's not going to dress into his jockey silks. And he's waiting at the stable probably with a cup of coffee. And, you know, I mean, these guys got to live, so he probably got stopped off for an egg muffin.
Well, who gives a shit?
What are you telling us now?
I'm just saying that the jockey.
Jockey's Homer Hernandez.
Yeah.
What is the jockey's name?
Homer Hernandez.
All right.
And he's waiting at the stable for the thumbs up and for the high sign.
And meanwhile, he's having himself an Egg McMuffin.
I don't know, General. I'm trying to say that it's a regular work day for this guy.
All right, that's understandable. So he's waiting for what?
He's waiting to get the word, are we running or not?
Isn't this guy, doesn't he already know?
The horse is scheduled to run, yes. But they've got to get the final word from the trainer. That's the thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, that's not that big of a thing. So, you know, they'll call in, they'll get the thumbs up. I mean, to find out if it's on drugs or anything, you know.
See, this is the thing about it. Horse racing is an extremely exacting science. It's not like training human beings in competition. You're dealing with an animal. So a lot of it, it seems, is very, I don't know, it's very mysterious.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it is, yeah.
All right, so anyway, they go, yeah, let's go. So they get, after they get the word it's not on drugs, then they found out later it is. Yeah, see, that's the thing that's very suspicious. That the horse, Meechumee, was... Meechumee Spirit, yeah. This horse, probably Bablin, said...
Baverman, you said.
Baverman said that this horse is cool, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I said, you were laughing at me. I said, well, they look at the horse, and they go, and the horse is just kind of, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm not saying literally,
but knock it off, or I swear to God, I'm going to start swinging.
Well, what are you saying, bud?
I'm saying, if the animal is stoned... It's going to be in its stable, and it'll have the appearance of it like I don't want you to get mad at me, but like what does Mr. Ed look like?
If someone uses Mr. Ed one more time as an example of a great horse, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to the kitchen, get those new knives that Frank bought, horse steak coming up.
Oh my God, man.
She's kidding.
God. Oh, would you relax?
What horse are you going to carve up?
I don't know. Why don't we start with Meechumee and then go to Mulu or whatever that...
The horse that came in second was Muli or Mule. Okay, I swear. That's the horse. I don't know. I don't care about the rest of this.
Yeah, it seems to me we're off topic. And you're talking about getting your money for the winning horse. You say you put 20 bucks down.
I put down 20 bucks. I know at least I doubled my money. There's no question in my mind. Probably tripled it if the horse moves up to win. Because I think it went off at like 100. I mean,
yeah, it was a long shot.
It's like a 100 to 1 or something.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, something like that, or 40 to 1 or something.
Well, there's a considerable difference between 100 to 1 to 40 to 1. So when do you hear?
We'll hear probably within the next 48 to 72 hours that and then they'll say for sure, because they haven't said it for sure. Right now they've suspended Bavelin.
You mean, you're talking about the trainer?
I mean, Baverman, yeah.
You said it was Baverman. Bavlin?
Yeah, it's Bob Baverman.
Bob Baverman.
I don't know. I don't know these things.
And so that trainer got suspended. And then we'll find out if the horse gets knocked down permanent. It's been knocked down right now. I feel that I should win.
All right, so this horse is named what?
What?
What's the horse you bet on?
Oh, the horse I bet on was Mulamun.
See, this is what makes me suspicious, man. I don't think you even know the name of the horse you bet on.
So what if I don't, man? What difference does it make?
Well, how do we know you bet on it? How do we know? You bet on a horse named Mulaloon. Is there some...
No, I didn't say Mulaloo.
I said it's Mooloon.
Mooloon?
Something like that. Here it is right here. Just looked it up. Mandaloon.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Where did you bet this horse?
I bet it at an offsite. What are you talking about, man?
Well, right now, Jeff, it doesn't seem as if you're being completely honest.
Why's that?
Did you go with the horse's name is Mooloo, and it's Mandaloon?
You said it was too, man. You're sitting there going, oh yeah, Mooloo. And then you're talking about how the thing's out there going what it is.
I was trying to give some sense of what it is when a drug hits the horse's system.
Oh, what are you talking about, Dickman? When the drug hits the horse's system, the fact is they blood tested that drug. They blood tested
the horse.
Yes, the horse. They found the drug. That's all they need to know. And if that drug was in that horse illegally, then the horse is disqualified. And Jeff's horse there. What is it again?
It's. I wrote it down. Mandaloon.
Why were you calling it Mooloon?
And here's this. Medina's Spirit is the name of the winning horse. Well, okay, man. I almost had it. Bullshit.
Sample. Here it is right here. I got the report.
To do so, to be clear,
well, you turn that down, bud.
Wait a minute, I want to hear this.
In the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated and Mandaloon will be declared.
There it is right there. Mandaloon and Medina's Spirit. What's this Meechamy?
That was my understanding.
You're betting on a horse, don't you know?
Don't you know, man? You're trying to tell me how it's...
We don't know, Jeff. We're going on your word. We're not horse racing fans. The only person around here who was a horse racing fan is Mr. Hendry. And as you know, he washed his hands of the whole thing 2 years ago.
Well, it was very unfortunate because I felt that Santa Anita had cleaned their act up and was implementing a system that would heretofore and whereby, you know...
You don't even know what you're talking about.
What is your name again?
Jeff Doubter.
Doubter?
Yo...
You know that's the general.
I know. This is the Jeff Doubter Show, and we're having a very spirited...
It's the Phil Hendry Show with you filling in.
No, this is Jeff Doubter filling in on the Phil Hendry Show, and we're having a very spirited discussion right now about, you know, about the whole trip and...
What?
About the horse racing and what happened at the Kentucky Derby. And I also have a question out there in the open right now, and you can give us a call here on the talk show line. What made Kentucky better known, or I've got it. Which event and or food product?
God damn it!
Yeah, that. Which food product and or horse race? No.
Yeah, that, I think that's close. Which food product or horse race is responsible? I'm hearing a child's voice. I always hear Jason J. Delmonico, Woody, as a baby. I always hear the crying.
Up your meds.
How dare you?
Wait a minute. Here it is. Which fast food or horse race made Kentucky famous? Give us a call. We'll go to the phones. And
yeah, good call. You're on line two, and it's your cousin.
Oh, cool. It's my cousin, Chris Norton, checking in. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's going down?
Hey, okay, so tell me about it, man. What do you think is the, in your opinion, what do you think made Kentucky more famous?
Well, I mean, I think most of everybody would probably say the Kentucky Fried Chicken did, but the Kentucky Derby was around a lot longer. I personally would say, because I've been doing adult films, we have an actor in our stable, quote unquote.
You know. Pretty interesting how the porn stable and a regular stable, you know.
Yeah. Well. Anyway.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So the guy, I would say, from all the actors I worked with, the guy from Louisville, Kentucky, I think everybody would be very much, you know, I think everybody would be understanding if we said honorable mention, you know, for Chaz Sausage. He has been...
Wait. Who is this guy again?
Who's that?
Oh, that was General Shaw, man, talking about... What's this guy, Chaz?
Yeah, the dude's name is Chaz Sausage, or S...
In other words, sausage, is that it?
No, I mean, you can, if you want to pronounce it that way, Ms. Gray, but I'm giving you the correct pronunciation. Chaz Sausage, who has been a major mover and shaker in adult film for the last 5 to 4 years, and we were even blessed to have him in Blast Off to Outer Space as his face.
You know what, Jeff, with all due respect, I didn't understand that. You do have a tendency...
Oh, here we go again.
Listen, son, it is difficult to understand what you're saying.
Okay, all right. But it's called Blast Off to Outer Space.
All right, Blast Off to Outer Space.
Yes, that's in space.
Sex in Space.
Yes, ma'am.
And the actor that starred in that is Chad Sausage, S-A-U-S-A-G-E?
That is correct, yeah. And he comes from Louisville, Kentucky. Big shout out to my main man. And I hope we work together again, Chaz, because you are a professional. You show up on time. You are always rock and roll from the gate, you know, and you're always ready to rock and roll from the gate. So I appreciate it, especially in the times of COVID, which I don't really want to get into, but I've asked my actors to hold their breath.
Yeah, man, I wanted to ask you about when you ask the actors to hold their breath. I mean, so I guess it takes a dude with, like a Chaz Sausage.
Yeah, I bet you the guy's got to have a significant Sausage and lungs.
What?
I think the kid's trying to make a joke. He's got to have a big penis and big lungs.
Well, yeah, pretty much. That is definitely it. And Chaz Sausage has got it going on in space.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot for the call. Got to run. And thanks for your opinion on Kentucky Fried. On the what?
I said it was Kentucky Fried Chicken, man.
Okay, Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's my cousin, Chris Norton. So we got three votes in. All of them, I think, are in favor of. Although I don't think we heard.
I don't think that Karen Dovell, she cursed you out. You hung up on her.
Yeah. But I think most people think it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, not the Derby. And so we're kind of wasting our time talking about the Derby, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, we're wasting our time talking about the Derby, but let's just keep in mind that I've got...
I know, you've got money down on Moolu.
That's what you called it.
All right, now I know it's called Moondaloon, or man...
Bandaloon, man! Dad, there it is right there.
Okay, man, don't stick your phone up in my face.
Updated on that, though. So far, no one has to return any winnings, okay? In case you're worried about that.
Yeah, see?
What do you mean, see?
They're not going to change the betting.
So that sounds like they're not going to change the betting, son.
The lady just said nobody has to return their winnings. She didn't say nothing.
What? I don't think they're actually going to award you any money. I think they're going to simply say that the new winner is this... Mandaloon, and the old winner, Medina Spirit, or Medina Spirit, or Michimi, or whatever it is.
I misunderstood.
Yes, of course. And that the betting, the handle, that is, the payouts will remain the same.
So in other words, you don't get any money.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but think about it, man.
Oh, man.
Think about it, man. Why would they give you money?
I don't know. Let's see. Because my horse won?
Yeah, but it didn't win... necessarily. The other horse, it was found to have been disqualified because of drug use. Now, let's say the horse had been disqualified before the race ever started.
Okay, that means my horse wins right off the bat.
Not necessarily. Now the field has completely changed. The strategy of the jockeys has completely changed.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
No, the general is absolutely right. All the strategy, all the training, everything goes out the window, and it's all a new race, simply because they have to factor in who's there and who isn't.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, you know something, man? Nice try, man. Nice try. I'm Jeff Dotter, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Say, listen, have you ever had a backstage pass? You haven't? You should get one. You could go over to philhenryshow.com and you can sign up for one so it's so easy. Just go over there, go to where it says get a backstage pass. They got these sliding banners on the homepage and you can click on that and you can go there. And then you can buy a subscription for a month or for a year. And I mean, I have one and you can listen to thousands and thousands of hours of unbelievable, you know, digital and radio and everything, because Mr. Henry did all of that and more. So go check it out at philhenryshow.com for a backstage pass subscription. And
that's it.
And that's it.
Jeff Dotter filling in for Phil Henry on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Jeff Dotter.
The Jeff Dotter Show.
Jeff Dotter.
The Jeff Dotter Show.
Wait, what is that?
It's a produced open.
Yeah, we produced the open for the Jeff Dowder Show.
It's not the Jeff Dowder Show. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I mean, okay, it's the Phil Henry Show, but I heard some things, you know, and I wanted to be prepared.
You heard what things?
Well, that's why I'm going to bring on right now.
You heard what? You're not bringing on anybody. What did you hear?
We want to know.
Well, I think you'll understand as I bring on my next guest, David G. Hall, the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. And Mr. Hall, welcome on to the Phil Henry Show. I'm Jeff Dowder.
Yeah, I know that, and I appreciate you very much, Jeff, for being there. And filling in for Phil, who, as Bud said, is on assignment.
Well, I mean, is that real? Is Mr. Henry?
No, it's not real. He's not on assignment. Mr. Henry is very busy with a number of different projects this week, and good for him. I hope he's very, very busy, because the reason why, and to answer your question, General, and your question, Margaret, the reason why I'm on the program is because of the BSP chat that was on Friday night.
Okay.
Okay, well, what happened? This ought to be good. What happened?
Well, what happened was that Mr. Henry's language was so foul with the BS, the MS...
Now, wait a minute, David. That is not... That is a subscriber-only feed.
I know it's a subscriber-only feed, but I still feel... There are new subscribers that are signing up all the time, and they leap on that chat, and they hear Henry with a filthy sewer pit of a mouth. That reflects badly on you, Margaret, on you, General.
And I would prefer Ms. Gray, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. on you, Ms. Gray.
What is so funny about that?
Because I hear Phil calling you Margaret all the time.
And that is Phil's prerogative as a friend. I don't think you come in friendship here.
All right, now, wait a minute. What are you saying here, David, that sounds concerning?
I don't come in friendship. Listen to you.
Well, you're already losing it. Your friendship. You're losing it, and I think a lot of what you're saying here is injurious to the program, and I want you to be specific before we get on a first-name basis here.
All right, fair enough. On the Friday night chat... Hold on for a minute. On the Friday night chat, on Friday night, I heard Mr. Henry use... And I'll go ahead. You know, I can't even bring myself to use the word.
No, go ahead and use the word. We want to know exactly what he said.
I know what he said.
All right. In deference to Ms. Gray.
No, I know what he said. He used the MF.
Hold on. He said the MF. He said the CS. He was talking to MF this, MF that, MFing the GD. You know, we have people listening to whom this is offensive language. And Phil shows no reticence. He shows no inclination to abate this kind of behavior.
Right, what do you mean abate? Because you're getting into the morality of it and everything.
He's not talking about... He's talking about abate. He's talking about not masturbate.
I'm not talking about... Oh, my God!
What is with you, Hall? You sound like you're out of breath. You sound like you're almost on the verge of a heart attack yourself.
This kind of thing has been coming to a head for a long time. And so I asked Phil to think about it, to reflect on it, that this uncontrolled use of language.
I don't think that Phil, from the very moment that he opened up that BSP chat, ever was lying to his listeners or ever had any pretense to do anything other than be himself. That's why people listen to that chat. That's why they listen to the pre-show.
You know, I got to agree with that, Mr. Hall.
Really, hold on for a minute. Wait. I'm the guy that helped form this company. I'm the guy that's out there helping it 7 days a week, 8 hours, 9 hours, sometimes 12, 11, 20 hours a day that I'm putting in for Phil Henry. And you're trying to tell me what the original charter of the show is.
I'm telling you that Phil has never been anything but honest, saying that when you listen to the pre-show or you listen to the chat, you listen to the off-air segments, he's going to be himself.
Ms. Gray, I'm looking at the video cast, and you're doing this thing with your hand like you're all rather. You know what I mean?
I'm walking out of here. You can take the show.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Thank you very much, David. You sound like a real ass.
What'd she do?
She got up and left, and I don't blame her. David, you got to come with something a little bit stronger than what you're coming with right now, that Phil's language is bad. Well, what is it? What are you complaining about?
I lost a bet. A big money bet.
What?
I told Phil that his company wouldn't last much longer, wouldn't go much longer than 5 years.
You bet Phil Henry.
Bet Phil the that the Phil Hendry Show as a private running concern, as a digital product, would not last much more than 5 years. So he started it when he left radio. It was 2013. I said he'd be...
You said he'd be off the... He'd be collapsed. He would be collapsed in on himself.
I didn't say collapsed in on himself.
You said that Phil would be out of business by 2018. That's the math I'm doing.
Yes, okay.
Oh, wow. No, and I thought I lost the bet. You.
Yeah, thanks a lot there. Thanks for the speechifying there.
Well, what do you owe him?
I owe him about 20 grand.
So you got to pay up. Yeah, it looks like you got to pay up because it's a going concern of Phil Hendry Show.
I know that. And more to the point, Phil knows that because he fired me last week.
He fired? You're not working for the show at all.
No.
What'd he fire you for?
Because I gave him some lip.
Well, I'm not going to ask you what you said to him.
No, you better not. I said he could take his little digital show, pack it along with a soup and sandwich and a thermos full of coffee, and take it right down to hell. Park it there next to the front gates, have himself something to eat, pull his pants down and spread for the devil. And that's when he threw me out.
Well, I don't blame the guy. Then he fired you, huh?
No, he asked me, would I like to quit? I said, why? He said, because I'm about to fire you.
And you owe him 20 grand, huh?
Yes.
Well, so I mean, what do you... So you came on the show here under a false pretense. You don't even work for Mr. Henry anymore.
Wait, I overheard all of this, David. You know something? Suddenly I feel sorry for you. So you told Phil that his little company wouldn't last past 2018. It did. You owe him 20 grand. And on top of that, you got into an argument with him. Told him to do what?
I told him to go have his lunch at the gates of hell and then lube up for the devil.
And he fired you?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Well, I mean, it sounds, Mr. Hall, like it's a very disappointing thing for you. Like maybe you feel like you overstep your bounds or something.
I don't give it.
Well, maybe we'll intercede for you if you want us to.
Yeah, right.
I'd be very happy to talk to Phil for you, David, but you're going to have to do some big apologizing.
All right. Have it your way.
No, it's okay. Yes, please talk to him.
Say that again.
I said please talk to him.
No, louder.
Louder. We can't hear you. Yeah. Say a little louder.
Please talk to him. Okay? Sorry.
Ha, ha, ha! Miss Gray.
Well, I let out a belly laugh, so what?
Scared me, too. Yeah, Miss Gray, do that again.
Ha, ha, ha! That's how I laugh, chump.
Well, it was pretty funny. David G. Hall, fired by Phil, now needs to get his job back. How will that play out? Tune in for the next edition of Felix the Cat.
What?
God damn, Margaret.
I'm having a good time. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
And I've been your host, Jeff Dowder, for this edition. Yeah, we forgot you were here, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, man.
Yo, you're the one that was lying about it, man.
What?
You're lying about Mululu. I said,